The book is Baseball in a Grain of Sand, Seeing the Game Through a Small Town Season. The author is Bill Gruber. Bill teaches baseball and American culture online for Emory University, and he lives in a great town of Moscow, Idaho. Bill, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Marty?
Very good. You know, how's the weather where you are? Well, let's talk weather.
We got a little drizzle today, but it's been pretty good spring weather up till now for the last 3-4 days. So the flowers are blooming, leaves are coming out. The local teams are starting their practices. Everything looks good.
Yeah, that's the way life is around this time of year. Of course, you bet. Bay Area, a little bit the typical San Francisco weather. And Pittsburgh, we just hope the weather holds and get the game in. But your book is put out by McFarland Publishing, and they do such a good job. Bill, it's a beautiful book. It's almost like a romantic story about baseball, with things that I enjoy, and I think the fans enjoy it well. Tell us about Baseball in a Grain of Sand and how it came about and some of the highlights of it.
Well, I wanted to tell three separate baseball stories. I teach baseball and American culture for Emory, and so I think any good baseball book has to have a little bit of history in it. So that was one storyline I wanted to have. Second one was about me and my son. He played baseball for a total of 17 years, all the way from T-ball up through college. And so I had that personal angle on the game that I wanted to write about. And the last thing, living in Moscow, Idaho, small town in the Pacific Northwest, the nearest major league stadium's in Seattle, 300 miles away. So to get baseball, I spent a whole summer following an American Legion team as it went on its different circuits through Montana, Washington, northern Idaho. And what I had then was three separate stories that I needed to braid together somehow. The trick was to make each one of them interesting and yet not let any one of them dominate. It was really hard to do, and I'm not sure I'd ever want to do that kind of thing again.
Well, you're
but
very,
I was pretty happy with the result. It was a finalist for the Casey Award for the best baseball book of 2018. It didn't win. But it was a great honor just to be on the same playing field with writers as talented as Jane Levy and Rob Nyer.
Boy, we had both on. Jane, of course, was with us in spring training on The Big Fella. She got the award, if I'm not mistaken.
Rob Nyer won it, actually.
Oh, this year? Okay. But she won something. Yeah. She got something, I know, during spring training. She was down there.
Oh, yeah.
On the big,
she's a great writer.
The Big Fella. Bill Gruber's with us. The book is Baseball in a Grain of Sand. So give us a little bit, you know, there's some things on the back cover that really grab me. It's, of course, conversations, as you say, with diverse fans and players. An outdoorsman juggling his son's schedule of games with bear hunting. How about that?
Well, yeah, one of the great pleasures of going to small-town baseball like this was that you really do have so much opportunity to meet people, to talk with them, to learn a little bit about their lives. You talk about baseball, of course, but you also talk personal stuff, too. And that guy I was talking to, that was a game in Libby, Montana, part of a tournament that the Moscow team played over there. We just started talking about our sons, our experiences being parents of baseball players, and he just told me how difficult it was to follow those two passions of his, watching his son play ball and making money by taking his clients on bear hunting trips. Just phenomenal.
I love it. Very good. Bill, let me ask you this. I talk about baseball, and I look at Josh Hader throwing a Kiki Hernandez and talk about Jameson Taillon and Derek Holland. We talk about Tim Anderson being suspended yesterday for certain words that were said. What do small town people think about the game of baseball? What did you learn?
What I learned from watching small town ball was a lot of stuff that I'd forgotten about watching major league games. I went to a lot of games when I lived in Atlanta. Braves were right downtown. Watched a lot of games on television, but some of the things I learned were surprising to me. You can't really talk with the people sitting next to you in the stand when you're competing for their attention with kiss cams or tool races. So the small town ball, I think, allows for that kind of social atmosphere in a way that a lot of times Major League Ball doesn't. I learned also about the importance of being weaned off instant replay. I remember one episode, it was a close play at first. The runner was called out. Man seated on one side of me shouted, "No, he was safe." The woman seated to the left of me, I think they were related, she said, "No, he was out." And I sat there waiting to see who was right, half expecting to see somewhere a camera appear and show the play, you know, over in slow mo. And then instantly I felt so foolish, you know. You got to pay attention. I really learned to have a sharper eye to gain a better, I think, truer awareness of the once and doneness of things. You don't get second chances.
What is the connection of baseball and American culture? And, you know, I have AmericanInnings.org, and I look at U.S. history through the eyes of baseball, and everything that just about ever happened in U.S. history showed up on a baseball field, including things that we have even yesterday with Tim Anderson and the culture of words these days and how it spills into baseball. But what do you see as the combination of American culture and baseball? How do you see it?
Well, I think the two are connected in just so many ways that you'd almost have to create a list and start going down it, ticking off. There's the economic, the labor relations aspect of it. Baseball's a business. But it's really almost unique, like other professional sports, in that it's a business where, in order to succeed, your competitors have to succeed as well. So there's the whole economic history of the game, the free agency, the coming of vast sums of money. We were talking earlier in the run up to our conversation about how free agency is going to bring even more money into the game. So that's one element where the two intersect. Another, of course, would be the social, the cultural, the race relations. If you look at rosters from the early years, for example, of the 20th century, you see a lot of German, Italian names. Then middle decades of the 20th century, the African-American players begin to show up on rosters. Subsequently, you get the Asian names, Latin names. So I think you can see in that kind of baseball's transformation kind of a miniaturized version of what's been going on in American society for the last 120, 130 years.
Right, I agree with you. In fact, I'm always interested in the early years of before the 1900s. Of the Irish in baseball, because the Irish couldn't get jobs. They were firemen, policemen, and baseball players, and they took that rough brand of life that they had. They were competing with everyone for jobs, and they brought it into baseball. And if you look at the teams of those great teams of yesteryear, they're filled with Irish players.
Well, you know, Marty, that's really true, and that's one thing that baseball has always provided. It's provided a way for immigrant population, neglected demographics to make money. It was a way, as you say, for the Irish, the Germans, the Italians to make money. It's provided a kind of open door to the good life, and that's been an important function for well over a century.
Baseball in a Grain of Sand. Bill Gruber, Gruber, is the author. It's a charming book. Bill, first of all, where would one get it? I know McFarland Publishing is an easy way to do it. Any other outlets that you have?
The usual online outlets, Amazon. Has it for sale. Just Google it, and it'll pop right up.
Oh, terrific. Any favorite anecdote? What did you learn? In other words, a favorite anecdote that maybe you want to leave the audience with that you put in this book that you said, boy, that was fun.
Yeah, I have one, actually. One evening toward sundown, sitting in a small town ballpark, cut into the mountainside, halfway up. I was watching the game, the late innings of the game, and all of a sudden I saw that the shadows of the players, the pitcher, all the infielders, they were stretching across the entire infield. And for a few minutes it was possible to watch not just the game, but the shadows of the players on the field. It was one of the loveliest things I've ever seen in my life. And it reminded me of the loveliness of ordinary things, and what the novelist John Updike once called his ambition was to give the mundane its beautiful due.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, great description. It's a lot of fun. You hit a good one in the book. It's very good. And I hope you do well with it.
Well, thanks, Marty. And thanks so much for having me on.
Very good. I enjoyed it. All right. Thanks, Bill. Have a good day. All right. That is Baseball in a Grain of Sand, Seeing the Game Through a Small Town Season, Bill Gruber, McFarland Publishing, or as Bill says, you can get on Amazon. It's fun. It is. It's a good book.